Be seated, thank you. At this stage of our service, we're going to call on Ernie's grandson, Reverend Garth Wilson, and also minister of our church in Sandown Road. He's going to come and give a tribute and thanks on behalf of the family, and read the scriptures and then bring the word of the Lord. And we pray the Lord will richly bless him, help him this afternoon. They know that help that comes from the Lord and know the Lord drawing near. On behalf of all the family this afternoon, I just want to express, first of all, our thanks to a number of people that have been so helpful and caring and loving to Granda. First of all, to Granda's minister, the Reverend Colin Mercer. We are sorry that the Reverend Mercer cannot be here today, but we fully understand that that's not possible. Granda thought very highly of the Reverend Mercer, loved his preaching, and he was deeply touched by his pastoral care that he showed towards Granda and indeed Granny during her life. And we want to thank him today for all his care, his attention, and for all the visits to the home, and for his ministry to Granda, and for the tribute today, and also for the phone calls this morning. We appreciate him taking the time to do that. I want to thank as well the Reverend Porter. Mr. Porter, thank you for standing in today. Another Oma man and brought up in this church. And we appreciate his help in organising the service, also his visits to Granda as well, for taking the service in the home and also for leading the service today. Thank you. To our moderator, Reverend Murray, thank you today for taking the time to come and to speak on behalf of Presbytery, as he has already intimated. Granda was a very faithful stalwart of our Presbytery for many years. And to the Reverend Murray, we want to thank him for coming and taking part today. Also to the Reverend Ian Kenny. Mr. Kenny and Granda were very good friends, and Mr. Kenny was one of Granda's go-to sermon listeners, and I want to thank him for coming today and his wife, and also for taking part at the gravesite. We appreciate your help and your love and your visits to Granda as well. To all the elders, the deacons and the members of the congregation here in Oma who so faithfully visited Granda over recent years when he was unable to get out to church, we love to see you all coming. Granda loved to see visitors, and Granda loved to talk, as you will well know. And you maybe heard the same story over and over again, but he loved to talk about the good old days. And we want to thank you for your care as a congregation to him, also to the many family and friends and neighbours who were so faithful in visiting Granda. Thank you as well. It would be most remiss of me today, on behalf of our family, to thank those in particular who very faithfully and attentively cared to Granda, particularly in the last number of months and years. To Darrell and Shirley, to Graham, to Mum and Dad, to Mark and to Maxine. As a family, we thank you for giving your lives to allow Granda to stay at home for the rest of his days, as was his wish, and to the other family members as well, who were so faithful and so caring, and those especially as well who came from afar to look after Granda. Thank you for your time and for your dedication. A special word of thanks to the carers, who I see down at the back there from Care Plus, especially to Carl, Martin, Gillian, Lindsay, Hannah, and many others who were so professional and loving and caring to Granda. Thank you sincerely. To the Marie Curie nurses and the assistants, who especially in more recent times sat with Granda during the night and made sure he was comfortable. and especially to Magella, who attended to Granda's needs in the final hours of Saturday morning. To the district nursing team and lead nurse, Mary McAllister. To the palliative care team and nurse, Naomi, who visited the home. To the social worker, Claire Boyle, and her team, thank you very, very much for all your care and attention. We want to thank Dr. Deacon, Granda's doctor, and all the staff of Struil Medical Practice. Dr. Deacon went above and beyond her duties, her many house visits to Granda, especially after hours. We want to thank her, and also to Kevin Kelly, the pharmacist here in the town, who was so helpful and accommodating with all the various medications. I want to thank Heather today, Heather Watson, for playing the organ. Heather, thank you very much for your help and your assistance in Granda's funeral service today. Also to the men on door duty and those in the car parking duty as well, thank you for your help at the funeral today. To those as well, the media desk, ensuring the broadcast has gone out live, we want to thank you sincerely for your help. To Barbara Pinkerton and her staff and the ladies of the congregation for providing and serving the tea after the service, to which you are all invited to stay. Thank you. To Armstrong's undertakers, to Robert, to Derek, to Fred, for their dignified and their professional manner in which they have carried out their duties. And to you all for coming today and showing your respects to Granda and showing your support for the family. We deeply, deeply appreciate it. To all who called at the home over the past number of days, sent messages, telephoned, brought food, thank you for all that you've done. We appreciate that support. But ultimately, today we give thanks to Almighty God for giving to us all as a family someone who was our mentor and someone who was our supporter, someone who was our guide, someone who was our teacher, and someone who was our example. Granda was all of those things to all of us, and many other things besides. Each one of us today will have our own unique, special, fond memories of Granda. He was a unique man, and someone that we were privileged to have, to call a father and a father-in-law, a grandfather and a great-grandfather, a brother and an uncle, and a friend to so many. Many things have been said about Granda already today, and many, many more things could also be said. He meant so much to us all. He was the head of our family, and he and Granny brought us many good times, happy times, as we all grew up in the home in Tully Rush was the focal point of many a family gathering. As the Reverend Murray has said, he will be missed because his seat is empty. Granda loved his family. He loved each one of us, taught us all so much about living and about life. He taught us by example what it was to work hard. He taught us by example what it was to start that which we had finished, or finish that which we had started. He taught us what it was to stand up for what we believed in. He loved the children, each one of them dearly, and their spouses as well, who all became a part of the wider Monteith family. He loved you all. He loved his grandchildren and the great-grandchildren. He loved each one of them and loved seeing them come to visit in the home. And of course, he always made sure that we all got sweets, or if things were good, we got ice cream and jelly. And I was just thinking earlier this morning, in William's case, it was cherries. There was always a tub of cherries in Granny and Granda's cupboard, and that was for William. The rest of us just took the sweets. he preferred the cherries. But he loved taking everyone out around the farm. And of course, everyone got a job to do. The farm was always a busy place. Many of the family are here today, but a few who were not able to come have asked me to read just a few words on their behalf today. First of all, from Granda's daughter Beulah and her husband Ian Gollaher in Canada. And Beulah writes, "Ian and I wish our circumstances allowed us to be with you today, as you say a final goodbye to Dad. But we are watching the service live from our home in Barry and thinking of you all. Thank you to everyone who gave Dad and Mum first class care over the last few years. We are thankful for his long life and the blessed hope that he is now with the Lord. His memory will live on in our hearts." And then from Granda's son Christy and his wife Diane, also in Canada, Christy writes, "Even though Diane and I are unable to join you in Oma today, we want you to know that we are with you in spirit and thinking about you all. Of course, we will be watching the service online to share in our final farewell to Dad. We are so grateful that Dad had so much family around in his last days, giving him unparalleled love and care. We are also so appreciative of the ongoing nursing assistance as well as the medical care. As I write this," he says, "I must reflect on the gift that we have experienced of a good upbringing by good parents. It is a gift we too often take for granted. While we are sad today, we take comfort in knowing that Dad's suffering is gone and he is in a better place. Our future will be filled with fond memories of Dad, Mum and our family as a whole. Diane and Christy." Granda loved his family, but Granda also lived for his faith. Granda was unashamed to be a Christian. His faith dictated his living and his life. His faith was seen for all to see, and especially so in the church here in Oma. It's through his vision and burden the church here was founded, and through his own sacrifice, the plot of land bought, that this church now sits on. He took a stand for the cause of Christ. He took a stand for the gospel of grace. He stood, and at times he had to stand alone, but nonetheless he stood. Those early days were tough. He loved to recount those early days and all the many memories that he had of them. But those were good days as well, days greatly blessed by God, particularly as has already been intimated, the gospel mission that was held here in 1968, when Granda invited Dr. Paisley to come and take the gospel mission, and many precious souls were saved. And in his home as well, in Tullyrush, many hundreds of children throughout the many decades were taught the gospel as he opened his house, his home at Tullyrush for the Tullyrush Children's Meeting every Monday night. Granda's faith was real and it was clear for all to see. We have comfort today knowing where he is. We have comfort today that knowing that he is with Christ. But our hearts are heavy and our hearts are broken. But today the great comfort that Granda had in his life can also be our comfort today, and that is the comfort of the Scriptures of truth. And I want to read to you Granda's favourite psalm, Psalm 23. It is of course the shepherd's psalm. Granda was a shepherd. He loved this psalm, and this psalm I know was read often, particularly so in the latter days of his life. "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. And then one verse of scripture, also found in the book of Psalms. It's a verse that is on the front of your order of service. Psalm 116 and the verse 15. And there we read, precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints. Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints. You see, from a human point of view, death is a very painful thing. For the loved ones that are left behind, death is a time of sorrow, it's a time of sadness. As one who's been so loved has been taken from us. Death from a human point of view means that a voice which was so loved is now silent. A presence that was so cherished is now gone. And a hand which so often held up and supported so many is now still. And even though death may come well after the 70 years and 10, as it did for Granda, God gave Granda 97 years. And yet it's always hard to let go of loved ones. So death, as we see it from a human point of view, is a time of great loss and sorrow and heaviness. However, in this verse, in Psalm 116 and the verse 15, we see how the Lord views death. But not just anybody's death, the death of his people, the death of the saints of God. And Psalm 116 and the verse 15 describes for us how the Lord viewed Granda's death on Saturday morning. His home calling, while it was something hard and painful for the family, yet the Word of God tells us it was something that was precious in the sight of God. Granda's death was precious in the sight of the Lord. And as we bring this funeral service to a conclusion this afternoon, I want us to consider some reasons as to why Granda's death was precious in the sight of the Lord. I would suggest to you, first of all, that it was precious because of Granda's identification. Granda's identification. We live in a society today that is obsessed with identity. Or maybe more correct to say, a society that is confused about its identity. But you know, Granda had no such confusion. Granda knew who he was, knew what he stood for, and as we've said, he wasn't ashamed of it. Granda was known by many things. He was a husband to Granny for over 72 years. He was a father to his 8 children, a grandfather to his 26 grandchildren, and a great-grandfather as well. He was a brother, a father-in-law, an uncle, a neighbour, a friend to so many. But of course, as we all know, Granda was a farmer. He farmed the land there at Tullyrush for many years. He knew every inch. He knew every blade of grass on that farm. His passion was farming and he loved it. And of course, we cannot speak about Granda and the farming without speaking about the dogs. Granda was not only a farmer, but he was a dog trainer. And of course, for Granda, the only type of dog was a collie. It didn't matter what other dog you had, it wasn't any sort of a dog until it was a collie. But Granda loved to train the dogs in the farm, took great delight as the pups were born, and then teaching them those unique commands and the whistles. He was very good at training the dogs, teaching them how to bring in the sheep and the cows. It was a real sight to see. Of course, Grand as well could mend and fix anything. The sheds were full of just about everything that you ever needed in life. And if Grand didn't have it, well, you didn't need it. If something was broken, he could fix it. Grand was known by many things. But greater than his identity as a husband, as a father, a father-in-law, a grandfather, a farmer, Granda was a saint. You see, this verse, verse 15, identifies a very particular type of person. It talks about the death of a saint. The death of a saint being precious in the sight of God. So then, what is a saint? Or who is a saint? According to the Bible, not to a church or to a religion, but according to the Bible, a saint is someone who is set apart, someone who is separated unto the Lord. The Apostle Paul, writing in Ephesians chapter 1 and the verse 15, he talks about saints in relation to their faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. And you see, those two things are inseparable. They cannot be separated. Therefore, a saint, according to the word of God, is one who is saved, who has a real living faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. A saint is not one who is moral or upright or charitable, although those things are good. A saint is one who is saved by the grace of God. A saint is one who's had their sins forgiven, who's acknowledged that before God they are a sinner and in need of God's salvation, because today we're not all born saints. The Bible tells us we're all born sinners. We're all born separated from God. But if we confess that sin and we forsake that sin and by faith receive Jesus Christ, He will forgive us of our sins, and born again of the Holy Spirit, we are saints. Something very special there in verse 15 that talks about the death of His saints. You see, God gave His only Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. He gave His only Son to come into this world, to live a good life, born in Bethlehem's manger, lived that upright, perfect life on this earth, and then on the cross of Calvary, He gave His life, He shed His blood, that we might be forgiven from our sins. So that all who would confess their sins and turn away from their sins, and by faith trust Jesus Christ alone, are brought into the family of God, made a saint. His saint. Not something that's conferred by a church. Not something that's conferred by a religion. But something that is through Christ and through Christ alone. Granda was a saint. Not because he was a good man and a hard-working man and a loyal man. He was all of those things. But Granda was a saint because he had a real living faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. As a young lad at a gospel mission, he realized he was a sinner. He realized that he needed to be saved. And that moment he turned from his sin and asked the Lord into his heart. That moment he was saved, made a saint of God. You see, Granda's identity is that first and foremost, he was a saint. He was saved. He was born again. And it was Granda's desire, his prayer, his longing, that all would come to know his Savior too. Granda prayed for so many. He prayed for his family especially. He prayed for his friends. He prayed for his neighbors. He prayed for those that were not saved, that they might be saved. There are those in this congregation today. Granda prayed for you. Grant, I pray that you might be saved and that you might have this identity that he had as a saint of God. Grant, his death on Saturday morning was precious because of his identification as a saint. But grant, his death was also precious not only because of his identification, but also because of grant's preparation. Verse 15 uses a word that is often shied away from in modern society. The word death. You see, the call of today is just live for today, live it up. Eat, drink, and be merry. And don't worry about what lies ahead. Just live for today. But you see, verse 15 brings before us life's greatest reality. Life's greatest certainty. And that is death. Many people will dismiss it. I know many people will disbelieve it. Many people will deny it. Even though Grandis Coffin is here in front of us today, many people will shy away from the reality that is death. But you see, Granda didn't shy away from that reality. Granda made preparation for the day of his death. The book of 2 Samuel, chapter 14, and the verse 14, we read, "For we must needs all die." We must needs die. Sadly, in the midst of life, we are in death. The Bible tells us that we're only a step from death, only a breath from breathing our last. But there is life after this life. And Granda made that preparation for his death in life. And of course, when we think about the preparation for death, many will think about getting their financial matters in order. That's important. Ensuring the family have the right cover. Ensuring that all the wishes are laid out in the will. Those preparations are necessary. I say to you today, the greatest preparation is not for temporal things. The greatest preparation today that you can make is for spiritual. Because each one of us has a soul that will never die. Yes, our bodies will decay. And are we at the resurrection morning, but we have a soul that will live on when our earthly bodies pass away. And so because we have an eternal soul, there needs to be this preparation for death. The command of the Bible is, prepare to meet thy God. In other words, prepare to die. You might think today that's very morbid. Could you not talk about something more interesting? We couldn't talk about anything more important than making sure you're ready as Granda was ready. Because every one of us will stand before God. Every one of us will stand to give an account. Even those who deny that there is a God, in death they'll realize that God is real. God exists. What does that preparation involve? It means to acknowledge, like Granda did, that you are a sinner. It means turning away from that sin, confessing that sin, and calling upon the Lord and the Lord alone to save you. Scriptures tell us, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. That's the preparation that Granda made all those years ago. And that's the preparation that you need to make. Because that's the only preparation that will gain you access to heaven. Lord Jesus Christ, speaking about heaven, he said, "I am the way." It's not that there are many ways to heaven. It's not that you can go your way and I'll go my way and we'll all get there in the end. There's only one way to heaven. And it's not by a church. It's not by baptism. It's not by confirmation. There's only one way, and it's through Jesus Christ and his work on the cross. That's the way Granda came. He came the way of the cross. Because he knew that way lay at home. Today, don't dismiss this issue. Today, don't stop your ears to your need to prepare for death. Don't discount it. This is not religion today. This is reality. Because there's a heaven to gain. But there's a hell to shun. There is, as I've said, life after this life. And for those who, like Grander, are saved, when death comes, it means life in heaven for all eternity. But the Bible also speaks about another place, another destination after life, the place called hell. That place that is reserved for those who reject the way of the cross. For those who reject God's salvation. For those who want to go their own way. I plead with you today, be prepared. Be saved. Today. Today, if you hear his voice, harden not your heart. Grander prepared for his death in life. And he was ready to die. He didn't fear death. And as the family sat with him, particularly so, in the latter days and weeks of his life, he didn't fear death. He didn't dread the day of his death. I know he didn't want to leave us, but he wasn't worried about where he was going. He knew where he was going because he had made that preparation all those years ago. Would you not make that preparation today? Grander's death was precious in the sight of God because of his identification, because of his glorification, but finally, Grander's death was precious in the sight of God because of Grander's glorification. Early on Saturday morning, Grander took his last breath upon this earth. He closed his eyes, and that very same moment, he was glorified. Brought to heaven. As a pastor, and I'm sure I speak for all pastors and ministers here, the moment of death, we often wonder what just must it be. In life, one moment. And for those who die in Christ, in heaven the next, what must it be? And on Saturday, Grander went home to be with the Lord. And there he will be for all eternity. He went from his house, that house that has been the family homestead for decades. He went from his house in Tullyrush to the Father's house in glory. Death, of course, is the great separator. And last year, death separated Grammy from Granda. But in death, they are both now reunited in heaven. Death couldn't separate Grander from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus as Lord. Rather, it was what God used to bring his child home. For Grander to live, yes, was Christ. But for Grander to die was gain. Because he gained heaven. For all eternity. Why is he there? Why was he glorified, went straight to heaven? Does everybody not go to heaven? No. Grander's in heaven because of what we've already said. He was prepared. He was saved. Grander was sure of heaven because of his faith in Christ. He faced death with gospel hope. He faced the reality and he knew that his time was short with great hope, and his assurance that it was well with his soul. Oh, he longed for heaven. Reality is, he never got over Granny's death last year. He longed for heaven. Now he's there with Granny in heaven. But far greater than that, he's there with Christ. Yes, his earthly remains are in this coffin, but his eternal soul is in heaven. I wonder today, do you have that confidence that Granda had? Can you face death with the confidence that it holds no fear for you? If this were your funeral service today, where would you be? As we said, there are those in the service today, Granda prayed for you by name. He prayed that you might be saved. He pleaded with you about your salvation. What a testimony it would be. If either family or friend were to come to know Granda's Saviour, his prayers be answered. As a family, we thank all those who prayed and supported Granda. Not over just recent times, but over many years. Thank you for all your prayers. But there was someone else who was praying for Granda, and that was his Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ. As he prays for all his people, he prayed for Granda throughout his life that he would be supported and strengthened, provided for. And then on Saturday morning, Christ's last prayer for Granda was answered. That final prayer for Granda was answered on Saturday morning. Because we read in John 17 in the verse 24, that great high priestly prayer of Christ that he prays for his people. He prays, Father, I will, that they also whom thou hast given me be with me where I am. That prayer was answered for Granda on Saturday. The Lord brought Granda home to be with himself. His faith is now given way to sight. Hymn writer said, only faintly now I see him, with the darkling veil between, but a blessed day is coming when his glory shall be seen. Face to face shall I behold him, far beyond the starry sky. Face to face in all his glory, I shall see him by and by. Granda today is gazing on the face of his Saviour, the one who saved him, the one that he served so faithfully on this earth. Face to face with Christ. Granda's death was painful, it was hard. And Granda was a big part of all of our lives for all of our lives. And it really is the end of an era. But Granda's death, while painful and hard for every single member of his family, his church here, his friends, his neighbours, yet Granda's death was a precious thing, because it brought Granda home to glory. The final hymn, as Mr. Porter said, these hymns were chosen by Granda. The final hymn that we'll sing in a moment, Granda chose for this funeral service, was really the longing of prayer on the happy golden shore, where the faithful part no more, the storms of life are o'er, Meet me there. That's his prayer for you today. If he could speak, his voice now silent. That's the prayer he prayed for you in life. Will you meet him? Will you meet him in heaven? Are you ready? Will you see grand again? Precious in the sight of the Lord to the death of his saints. Let's bow in prayer. Our eternal Father and our God, we thank thee today for the comfort of thy word. We thank the Lord as well for its instruction. We thank the Lord for all that the Word of God, the Scriptures of truth meant to Granda, how that he sought to order his life according to thy Word. We thank the Lord that in the Word of God he read, he was taught about his need of salvation, his need of a Saviour. We thank the Lord for that time all those years ago when, as a young lad, he put his faith and trust in Jesus Christ. We thank the Lord that he was prepared. We thank thee, O God, that he was ready. And we thank thee, Lord, today that because of that, we know where he is. He's with Christ, which is far better. But, O God, we pray that even today, through Granda's death, his home calling, that others would come to know Granda's Saviour, that they would meet him on that happy golden shore of heaven. Bless thy word to every heart, we pray. In the Saviour's name we ask. Thank you.